Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on this week's episode, we will be discussing the Singapore Grand Prix. So every week, we're hopeful that we will be able to have a podcast that is not primarily focused on McLaren, that there's no McLaren drama from the weekend. And once again, we did not have that. We will be diving into all things McLaren in a minute. But first, we wanted to touch on some of the other key points from the weekend. Because McLaren has just dominated the weekend with drama. So let's first get into George Russell. A big congratulations to George Russell on his win at the Singapore Grand Prix. He went from a disastrous second practice session. He crashed out into the barriers, but moved forward strong, took pole in qualifying, and went on for a dominant win. So congratulations to George. Once again, you forget he's there. He was just coasting ahead, minding his own business, out of the drama. You almost forgot he was in the race until he won it. Just leaving all the chaos behind him, but big congrats to George Russell. Okay, so what we do is kind of we look at social media after the race weekend and touch on some key points from the weekend, but also what we see people discussing. And one of the big notes coming away from this weekend was there is too much WEG content, the wife and girlfriends. No one cares. It plays well on social media, you know, TikTok, Instagram. But during the actual race coverage, we do not want to see you, the camera crew, cutting away to the wives and girlfriends, like in the garage. We want to see the racing to the point where they completely missed all of the midfield racing in this past weekend. Sainz went from being disqualified to the very back of the grid to 10th, and they missed every single overtake and battle that he had. All of his overtakes completely missed. Alonso went from 10th to 7th. He had fantastic battles out there with Hamilton. Completely missed. So we're calling out, please, we don't care. We don't need to see the wives and girlfriends. We want more midfield coverage. So good work. Our two stars there are Sainz and Alonso. Like, that, they were wonderful to watch this weekend. Okay, we're going to touch base a little bit on the heat hazard. A heat hazard was declared for the first time ever. So for any new fans here, drivers had to decide on whether or not they would be wearing their cooling vests. So they either had to wear them or their cars had to carry equipment to like equal the weight of it. There's some drivers that were very adamant about not wearing it, like Max Verstappen. Others like George Russell, Carlos Sainz, we're totally for it. It will be interesting to see next year whether or not they give them the choice of whether they wear it or not. They did have to have cooling equipment in the cars if the drivers didn't wear the vests. Okay, so we're going to look at Q3 now. Max Verstappen versus Lando Norris. So the whole not Oscar comment, this will be remembered. Did Norris impede Verstappen on his lap? So basically we had Lando entering the pit lane. And it can, like, there's two sides to the story, right? Like, Max braked early in the corner, locked up, causing himself to lose time. So that's what happened. There was the early braking, the lockup, lost time. Did Max make a mistake and was just looking for someone to blame? Or do we think that Lando slowed down intentionally in the last sector to give Max dirty air? Norris was still on the racing line entering the chicane. So this would give off dirty air and this would impede Max's flying lap in Q3. Do we think it happened intentionally? No. Do we think it happened? Yes. Lando was just existing on the track during the cool down lap. And we think that Max was far enough back that he didn't really think that he was impeding. Did he mean to try to close the gap by causing turbulence, or was it a mistake? Max was adamant that he needed that 7 to 8 second gap. Should Norris have given it to him? So we don't think this was intentional by Norris to try to close the gap by causing the turbulence. We think it was just a mistake, but we do think it was a mistake. But there was no further action. So now we're going to dive right into the weekend. We're just going to start off with the McLaren racing incident. Max Verstappen, bad start, okay, right from the beginning. And Norris, now before we get into this, there is a lot, like this has been, Twitter is the most toxic place we have ever encountered. TikTok, so a lot of people are upset with this new generation of fans. And we're going to clear the air here. These are not Drive to Survive Netflix fans. Like, the boomers think this is where the new F1 fans are coming from. They are not coming from Drive to Survive. They are coming from TikTok. Like, F1 TikTok is insane. It has blown up. This is where all the new fans are coming from. And yes, they are young, primarily young girls. And all of these older women, like millennial fans, that are losing their minds about how these younger fans are acting, this is this generation's boy band. Okay, like, we need to take ourselves back and realize that we were, not only were we having like my band's better than yours, like think back to like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, even within your own fandom of like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, it's what band member's better. So even though they're in the same band, you would hate, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm like a JC girl, like you're a Lance Bass girl. Like, so this is what this generation is. It's just not a band, it's F1. So you can have McLaren fans, but there is a huge divide on Twitter and on TikTok between the Lando Norris fans and the Oscar Piastri fans. And it has become a vile, toxic environment online and on social media. So I'm not surprised that we're seeing drivers pushed off of social media, and like even now they're attacking mechanics. So not saying their behavior's right, but again, we see this every generation, right? So right now we're going to talk about the racing incident. Verstappen had a bad start and Norris flat out got the better of Oscar Piastri. So we're not going to talk about, like, we don't have a favorite. We're just going to talk plain facts. So agree or disagree, we're just going to put them out there. So this was not Norris trying to force Piastri into a wall so he could get ahead of him. There was a snap oversteer after Norris had contact with Max. Now, but let's take this back a step. So basically, Norris had a contact with Max. He had an oversteer and bounced. It was literally a wheel bang with Piastri. But Norris was able to get ahead of both Piastri and Antonelli. Now, let's take this a step back. So Piastri was taking, in P3, was taking the gap on Max to the right. Okay, so he was being aggressive on his racing and taking the gap. But then that left a gap on Max's left, which Norris had to take. Okay, so if it's okay for Oscar to take the gap on the right, Norris is absolutely, because he got ahead of Antonelli, going to be taking that gap on the left. Now, Oscar, you can see when, like, all these people freaking out, go back and watch the replays, you can see Oscar looking in his mirror. He sees Norris coming off up. He drifts off the racing line to cover Norris, which he's absolutely allowed to do. But this compromised Norris going into turn three and put him in a difficult position. Again, completely fine. So But literally, Oscar drifts off that line. He drifts off the racing line. So the contact with Oscar was due to his due to Norris's contact with Max. But that contact with Max happened due to the bad position in turn three. And it's because Oscar moved over on Norris before the corner. So not saying that Oscar did anything wrong, but his driving had consequences as well. And it literally was ruled a racing incident. This is hard racing. Okay. So this wasn't his teammate trying to run him into the wall. This was Oscar drifted off the racing line, compromised Norris's position, who then had contact with Max. There was oversteer and there was a wheel bang with his partner. He caught Oscar off guard and Oscar lost a position. That's all this was. That's all it was. And you would think Norris like slaughtered his family online. But this was literally just a racing incident. It was ruled a racing incident. There was no further action. McLaren deemed it was a racing accident. They were taking no further action. This is hard racing. And now we're just going to talk about the McLaren drivers. And really, Oscar was not a good look for him this weekend. Hard racing works both ways, Piastri. You cannot be handed the World Driver Championship. And you can't be afraid to race. And legitimately, this time last year, when like we can talk about Monza, he did not care about Norris's championship fight. He was not playing the team game last year, wasn't a wonderful teammate. And he was nowhere close to winning. Norris is in second, and he's only like 22 points behind Piastri. And that was not the situation last year, and Piastri still wasn't playing the team game. So now you have to realize that that works both ways. So this year, Norris and Verstappen could still come out on top of Piastri. They are not going to hand him, like Oscar fans, they're not going to hand him this driver championship. He wants to race hard. He wants to like dive bomb numerous times. It's going to work both ways, right? He has to be in, Oscar has to be in that championship mentality. And again, when you look at this race in Singapore, he fell out of that mentality. He got beat and then he fell so far behind Norris, who had wing damage and he couldn't gain on him. He needs to pull it together. He was so focused on complaining over the radio numerous times that he lost sight of the bigger goal. So then the pit stop happened. They tried to get Norris to let Oscar pit first to cover Leclerc, and rightly so, Norris said no because of what happened this year in Japan. So no, absolutely not. Norris has the right to the first pit stop. He's ahead in the race. That was a solid no, and unfortunately, Piastri took a very slow 5.2 second pit stop that Lando Norris has been getting all season. So people are like, oh, he was so hard done by. You know, well, there was no sympathy on previous weekends. So we will, okay, congratulations though to McLaren. They won the Constructors' Championship. They have now tied for the earliest team to secure the Constructors' Championship with six races left to the season. The only other team to do this, they're tied with Red Bull, who did it in 2023. So congratulations to the entire McLaren team, everyone who like has worked so hard this season. Okay, so now let's talk about the radio aftermath. These radio messages have been all over social media. So immediately Oscar was on the radio complaining and like was told by his race engineer to stop and focus on his job. The problem is Oscar just feels the contact, and it did. It was a significant contact. You could see his head move, but he can't see the entire race. He has no idea why that contact happened. His team can see it. So obviously when you watched it, like as a neutral person, it was a racing incident and Oscar just needs to stop complaining, stop whining, and get back to his race. And he came on the radio 3 times. This isn't fair. Are we cool with Lando just barging me out of the way? Not team-like. He could not get past the fact that it was just a racing incident, and this is what cost him his race. He fell further and further behind Norris. He couldn't catch up to him. And again, we talked about this. Like, you're coming off as like an entitled little crybaby, not a team player, and not once all season, like leading up to this race, a lot. Norris has had a lot of bad luck. And yes, there has been, like, the papaya rules have fixed team issues, not racing incidents. That's what you have to remember too. When there was a team issue like the pit stop and they swapped them back, Norris was faster and it was of no fault of his own. Now, should that have happened? Maybe not. Again, but this is different. This was a racing incident, right? And again, like last season, Norris had to give up wins. Piastri's only giving up 3 points at a time, right? You never hear Norris on the radio complaining, not once this season. Not once this season has he asked for a switch. And over 3 times this season, Piastri has asked them to swap positions. 0 by Norris, over 3 by Piastri. And he whined on the radio 3 times during one race and had to be shut down by his race engineer. So we are now, like, that was a little, like, too much in our opinion. And then let's talk about the podium celebration. So this caused, I can't believe the ruckus this caused online. So the narrative that Oscar Piastri was left out of the podium celebration, like, people, you need to go touch wood. Okay, so let's talk about this. There was a constructor's celebration on the podium. It did look bad because Oscar was not there. He was in the media pen, and behind him on the TV, you could see the McLaren constructor's championship celebration on the podium, and Lando Norris was there, and Oscar wasn't. This was not Oscar being left out of the celebrations. Like, let's discuss this. So he also wasn't on the podium in 2024 in Abu Dhabi celebrations. Okay, so the celebrations with the entire team happen in the garage afterwards, right? The podium is just for, like, the mechanics, right? If you are P1 to P3, you go to the cool down room if you're on podium. If you're P4 or below, you go straight to the media pen. And we have to remember, this is their job. Their job is to go talk to the media. Their job is to be wearing their clothes so the sponsors' names are showing. Like, the sponsors are expecting to see their name on that television, on their driver. So their job, if you're P4 or below, is to get your butt in that media pen and do your media performances, which is exactly where Oscar was. He was there last year because he was not on podium for that when they won the constructors in 2024. And he also was not on podium in 2025 when they won. Lando Norris was on podium for both those races. Okay. So then they all come together as, like, a team to celebrate outside of the garage, which both drivers were there. They had their, like, their poster with, like, you know, Constructors Champion. They had their t-shirts. They took their pictures. So what happened this year was, as the crew was going up, so it was the crew that was going up to be on the podium celebrations, that was, like, a last minute thing. F1 has come out and said this, that they cross paths with the podium drivers heading back to the cool down room. So there was the podium for the top three. Those three drivers are heading back to the cool down room as the McLaren crew was going out to the podium for their celebration, and they dragged Norris back to join them on the celebrations as they passed him in the hallway. Piastri was not nearby. This was not on the team radar. This was not done on purpose. So again, perspective. Now, let's get into this. We have been saying all season long that Lando Norris's attitude needed to change. He needed to be aggressive. He needed to be assertive. And he needed to show this all season if he wanted to win the World Driver Championship. And this weekend, this is the Lando Norris we have been waiting for. That racing incident is what we need to see on every start. That aggressive, assertive attitude. Way to go, Lando Norris. This was the best start we've ever seen of yours, ever. Now going forward, papaya rules. Now that the World the Constructors' Championship is done, no team-like racing. This is an all-out war. Your racers need to be able to race each other. So let's speak about that. Like, papaya rules, out the window. So going forward, these racers need to be able to race each other. So Oscar Piastri has had two hard weekends. He has not been able to reset. Can he reset going forward? Or does he get caught up in the moment and hyper-focused on it and can't seem to break free and put that in the back of his head? Is he too weak? Is his mentality too weak? We saw this race. All he could do was keep coming back to the radio to complain instead of, which allowed Norris to, with a damaged car, to grow the gap. He couldn't catch up. He couldn't put pressure on Norris to even put pressure on Max. Will he be able to get his head back in the game and reset going forward? Because when you look at the driver's standing, okay, so we have 18 rounds, right? So you look at like round 1 to 6, Oscar Piastri led that round of races, 1 to 6. 7 through 12, Lando Norris. 13 to 18, Max Verstappen. Oscar Piastri is falling off. Will he be able to reset to stop the fall off? Because even if you look at Lando Norris, again, we have talked about this, difficult season. He had a mechanical DNF and he had the slow pit stops where he lost 4+ points. Without like that one slow pit stop and without his mechanical DNF, they'd be tied for points. Realistically, we have said this race after race. If you add all the points the team has cost Lando Norris, just the team, he's winning. He's beating Oscar. The team has cost him the World Driver Championship if it finishes this close. Oscar needs to get his head in the game. He needs to focus and he needs to get back in it and he's completely focused on Lando. So I don't know. This is going to be an interesting last stretch of the season to see, especially with Max Verstappen being as focused as he is coming forward. We kind of think that both the McLaren drivers are a little weak mentally, and this could come down to the last race, and don't count out Max Verstappen yet. He has that champion's mentality, which the McLaren drivers seem to be lacking right now. But after this weekend, Lando Norris may have found that aggressive and assertive attitude. It is going to be an interesting remaining, the next 2 months to complete the season is going to be absolutely insane. And we hope you join us each week. We'll be here next Monday as we look. We don't have a race weekend as we look forward to the US, but we will be looking at the remaining seats left on the grid. Thank you.